on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Great, great morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you for staying with us all morning, all day. We appreciate you for that. We are Nigeria Info. We're reaching you live from our audiovisual studios here on Victoria Island. If you are anywhere in the world, join us right now. If you know anybody that is not here, to join us. In case you missed out on any of the biggest conversations we had on this radio all week, feel free to join right now on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can listen in via our mobile app as well. You can get that one from Google Play Store and Apple iOS Store. If you want to watch, feel free to go to our online platforms, Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. WhatsApp is also available for you to join the conversation this morning. So, it's the morning crossfire hot takes right now. Welcome aboard. Now, this week has not been that fascinating. I must be honest with you. Yeah, I must be honest. Especially in the context of insecurity. Biggest story this week broke on Tuesday, and it has become a very, very quite hot topic that many Nigerians have been talking about. Such a heartbreaking one. Actually, bandit attacked the Nigeria foremost military university, the Nigeria Defense Academy in Kaduna, reportedly killing two people there and taking away just one. We got some other big stories on health-related matters, judicial matters reported this week. Experts have reacted to some of these stories during our shows, Morning Crossfire, Hard Facts, even our news. Also during the Daily Digest with Jimmy Lisu as well. People have been talking about them. Our newsroom has conducted interviews with stakeholders on some of them also. So we've been giving you updates on these stories and many more. Now, some of you have also had the opportunity to contribute to these conversations. Now, we bring back some of those stories that you've talked about all week. You have the opportunity again to dig in once again on this story. So go download our mobile app if you don't have it already on your device. We'll be glad to have you join us online. If you can listen via our mobile app, it's greatly awesome. If you can watch on Facebook or YouTube, it's great and awesome as well. Let's start with Tuesday. Tuesday was 24th. In the early hours of Tuesday, around 1 a.m. or thereabout, the permanent site of the Nigeria's foremost military university, the Nigeria Defense Academy, located along Airport Road, Afaka, in the Gabi local government area of Kaduna. It was attacked by unknown gunmen. The attack left two officers killed, murdered. One of the officers was also abducted. The two officers killed were a major and a squadron leader, while the kidnapped officer is a major. It might interest you to know that the permanent site of the institution is just opposite the Federal College of Forestry Mechanization, Afaka, where 39 students were abducted by bandits in March. The students were freed weeks later. Now, there have been some reactions. The president released a statement. Now, during our 12 noon news broadcast on Wednesday, we told you the president responded to the attack after being silent for more than 24 hours. We didn't hear anything from the presidency. A statement by the president's senior media aide, Femi Adesina, quoted the PMB in his first public reaction to the incident, describing the attack as heinous and dastardly. He said the attack, rather than throw a dampener on the morale of armed forces, would buoy their determination to end criminality, to spur them, to ginger them to end criminality. The president also said the attack coincides with the military. They are gaining power, their strength over the insurgents lately, over the bandits and kidnappers and other types of criminals in the north. He condoled with the families of the victims and he wished them comfort, actually. So, according to report, the bandits were reportedly, they were reported to have gone in a vehicle, passed through the security gate into the academy. They disguised in military uniforms, after which they proceeded to the officers' quarters. The NDA, in a statement released on Tuesday, said its officers were on the trail of the terrorists who compromised its security architecture. Today, we have no update for you, sadly. Sadly. So the question is, The security situation in the country has called for more actions. How do we ensure that security of ordinary people is guaranteed? How do we ensure that every citizen of this country is guaranteed his or her right to safe and secure environment? How do we make sure that everyone is safe in this country? What more options can this administration explore to end the security challenge in the country? That happened on Tuesday. I'm going to hear your thoughts on this very quickly right now. But before then, how about we do this? Let me know what your take is on the National Industrial Court Abuja Division ordering the NAD resident doctors suspend their strike. I would really love to find out what your position is on this particular conversation as well. Put that in. Because NAD said there was no official mandate from the court directing the association to suspend its indefinite strike. The first vice president of NAD, Adebayo, said that someone was neither invited to court nor aware. Of the ministry is further evidence of government insincerity, as a matter of fact, and insisted that the strike will continue. So let's talk about the doctor's strike, continued doctor's strike, and the attack on the NDA. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. You've got 60 seconds to tell me exactly your position on these two stories. Before we move to other stories, we have plenty of other stories to cover at this moment, so we're going to be brief about it. Please stick to the time. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Sherry.
Morning to you.
This is Joy.
Welcome.
I've been trying to reach you since morning. Thank God I'm able to do so now.
Good to have you.
Now, for the issues with the security, the only reason why we are having this issue, or the only way to which this can be resolved, is if the moles we have in our security architecture are being fished out, because that's the only way these security issues we are having can be fought and we'll get victory. But outside that, nothing can really be done. Now, Sherry, please, I really want to ask, please, where is Joyce? What's actually going on?
Joyce is on vacation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I took just for 2 weeks. No problem then.
Right.
I'm happy to hear that. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Joy. Joy asking after Joyce. Wow. Adegoke is here. Adegoke, hi. Morning to you.
Morning, sir.
Yes, please.
The industrial court judgment, I think, selfish one. And we all know that it's the government actually that facilitated that, you know, and the government appoints judges. So what else do you expect to happen? It will definitely go in favor of the government, you know, and it's really not nice. I wouldn't say shocking, because it's not today this has been happening. Government using the judiciary to fulfill their own ambition. So I think it's a shame. It's a pure shame on the government to go this route. And I think the doctors should take their stand. And we talked about the NLC keeping quiet, totally mute. It's also a shame on them.
Okay.
Isn't this the opportunity for them to rise up and support the doctors? I think all the other medical practitioners should join in this.
Yeah.
Let everyone join in this to make it.
Thank you.
We need our doctors. Look at Saudi Arabia now.
Thank you.
We value our doctors.
Thank you for calling me. Sam is here. Hi, Sam. Morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, please.
Yes, the situation we find ourselves is unfortunate, that we are living in a denial culture, whether government, individual, or organization. The fact remains that if the doctor says that they have not been invited, and we have been hearing for over 2 weeks now that the government is taking them to industrial court, could that be possible that they take them to court for over 2 weeks now they have not been informed? And then if that be the case, who is saying the truth? I know that if it was the thought that other governments to pay doctors will now crucify government that they disobeyed court order. So we want to know the fact whether actually they have been served with the court order and the court has decided over their case. Then whoever that said the truth, then we know the truth. Whoever that tell lies to Nigerians, Nigerian will know who is a liar. That is my take.
Thank you. Apt. Right on time. Michael is here with us this morning. Michael, hi. Morning to you.
Good morning. This is Michael.
Welcome, Michael. What's your... Go on, go on. Let me have your thought.
Yeah, the problem of Nigeria is until we tell ourselves the simple truth. And the simple truth demands that the military and they not know what is happening. Like what Abu Salim, this musician said, that if this such a thing happened in the East, by now some, a lot of things will be happening. Look at what the enemy of Taraba, after threatening the Fulani by themselves, they begin to arrest. Mighty Allah started arresting some of their members. And that indicates that they know what is happening. To be sincere with you, the government of the day know what is happening. And that is why those people get away with whatever they do. They arrested the youth in Jos. Have they made any arrests on this recent killing in Jos? So the greatest problem of Nigeria is that our leaders are because of our problem, especially from the north. And that is why we
thank
are
you.
Today.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me. Joseph is joining us. He's in transit. He's a first-time caller. Joseph, hi. Morning to you.
Morning, sir.
Morning. Thank you, sir. Yes, please. Yeah.
Well, my take is on the issue of National Industrial Court, the ruling from the courts.
All right.
Compelling.
Hi, Joseph.
That order.
Okay.
It's a serious mockery. No, the court cannot order federal government to obey the agreement they enter with these doctors. But the court can go behind to say...
Oh, okay. Joseph.
This is a issue of this agreement between two parties. Government and the doctors. The court said, must one resume. The question is that, what of the obligation of the government to the doctors? I am a lawyer, and I will encourage another lawyer to go and to appeal this that order.
Okay.
It's an embarrassment. Because it's obviously tempted to favor the government as against the people. And it's very unfair on our judiciary. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Joseph. Always a pleasure. Please call again, okay? Please call again. Christopher is here. Hi, Christopher. Morning to you.
Yeah, Chief Quadra.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, please.
Thank you very much. Quick one. The attack on NDA. I've said it the other day that this president, Buhari, is the most luckiest president Nigeria ever had. We never get it this bad. Wait, some people go to Ojota to protest. Where are those set of people? Are they no more in Nigeria? Then for the doctor strike, the government, they own the court. How can the doctor come out to tell us, oh, they served them paper, Minister of Labor or whatever, and doctors say they didn't even attend the court session? I want to beg the doctor too. They say two wrongs never make right, right, Chief Quadri? Hello, Chief Quadri.
I'm with you. Please go on.
So I'm begging the doctors too. These people are doing the wrong thing. For God's sake, please. They should take because of the poor Nigerians and go back to work. Collect whatever they've agreed.
Thank you.
They said they agreed to 30%. Even
you.
I hear the governor of Ekiti State, chairman of the governors.
Thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. Please stick to 60 seconds. Benny is in transit. Hi, Benny. Morning to you.
Sheriff, morning, my
morning.
Brother.
Morning to you.
See, my take is on the doctors.
60 seconds, please.
Oh, yes. We have been borrowing to build a railway from Nigeria to the Niger Republic. Why can't we borrow to pay to all these doctors? It's unfair. These guys are all saving life. We should borrow to pay them. See, this country you now have a corner to borrow in. Let us borrow to pay them. These guys are saving life, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you to you, Benny. Thank you. I'm going to speak to Samuel. Is here in where now? I didn't get this location. Well, hi, Samuel. Morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, morning to you.
Yeah, I'm responding to the attack on Nigerian Defense Academy.
Awesome. 60 seconds.
Yes, sir. Immediately it happened, I called one of my friends. He's a serving soldier with the Nigerian Air Force. I told him, because in 2006, we were together to enroll ourselves in Nigerian Defense Academy. I know that place very well.
Okay.
And I told him that he should be very careful because there are terrorists within themselves. If you will recall, the incident that happened that 10 soldiers died on the plane crash, Sherif. Sherif is a setup. Up to today, up to tomorrow, you will not hear anything. Those people are gone. And today, they invaded the Nigerian Defense Academy and at the same time, killed 2 officers and kidnapped 1. Tomorrow, Sherif, you will not hear anything about this issue. There are terrorists in the Nigerian army, within the government. They know what is happening. And my friend, I told him that he should be very careful. If care is not taken, some of them will resign and leave the force for the politicians to take over. Thank you.
Thank you, Samuel, for calling me. Appreciate it. We can take Buyer's call. Hi, Buyer, morning to you.
Good morning, Sherif. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Good, thank you. So the primary function of, or one of the primary functions of the government is to protect lives and property.
That's right.
So the one sector that is supposed to preserve our lives, they don't care. The bottom line is they don't care about Nigerians. They don't care if they live or they die. And as per the judgment of the court, it's just totally ridiculous and disheartening. How can you tell them to go back to work when they haven't been paid? Everybody else is being paid. Why would they not get paid? I don't understand. They don't care. Education, nothing. Everything that concerns the citizens, they do not care. So let's face reality. Thank you.
Thank you, Buyer, for calling me. 8:23. We are due for a break, but I think we can squeeze in some thoughts on Facebook. We're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Just search for that, and you'll be able to see me. And the live stream, you can drop your comment there. Mustafa Obakar on Facebook says, doctors have right to find a better job for themselves. So far, the government is not treating them accordingly. Okay. Kukoi says, until the president starts by dealing with a criminal from his tribe, that is when we will take him serious, which will send a strong signal to others as well. Thank you to you. Noah says, I think industrial courts are on the side of the government because they know what they collect. Concerning the NDA attack, how long would it take them to fetch this terrorist out? Noah, thank you for your thought. Okay, let me go to WhatsApp and take maybe one or two WhatsApp messages this morning before the break. Oh, yeah, let me rush through a couple of them. Oh, wow. Okay, all right, let's see. We'll see if we can revive the WhatsApp. WhatsApp has been out for some time now. But let's go to break. Maybe when we return, we'll try and restart the WhatsApp system and make sure that your messages drop in here, okay? Keep them coming still. Keep them coming. We'll get them. Don't worry about it. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back to Hot Takes on Nigeria Info. 8:35 is the time. I'm Sherif Quadri. My mom is currently on vacation. We have a breaking news here. Pipeline leakage at Ikotun Egbe along canal to Isheri. Someone called our newsroom. Thank you so much for calling our newsroom again. Always give us a call if you got news for us, okay? It's for the benefit of everybody. If you've got news for us, just call us, huh? The caller says, people are scooping fuel. Authorities are urged to address the situation ahead of a possible explosion. Please, if you're listening in, Lagos State Emergency Management Authority, please, let's go there. Let's go there and make sure that we don't have the potential catastrophic events that could emanate from this particular action of these people scooping fuel from a vandalized pipeline. All right, please, let's make sure that we put a stop to this. Okay, now welcome back to Hot Takes. I'm going to start this round with feedback from WhatsApp. WhatsApp is back on, and all your messages are here already. Peter is in the cartoon. Peter says that do you know the IDA center workers in Yaba haven't been paid for almost 5 months, since around March to be precise? A worker I know that worked told me so. I would like you guys to investigate this, because if it's true, what would be the morale and zeal of the workers, especially in curtailing the spread of COVID-19? According to the worker, they also can't voice out their concerns. That is unfortunate. Would the newsroom, they're listening right now, they would jump on it, and we'll make sure that we give you an update to that, all right? About the doctor strike, the employment by Saudi, the minister Ngige says some hours ago we are exporting doctors. No, not some hours. That was a long time ago. And that we have more than enough. Not some hours ago. That was a long time ago. Why are they suddenly embarrassed about the exercise and now scatter the chance of employment for qualified doctors? Thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. Let's take another one here that says... I don't know how this can work, but this is over 60 years. We've got independence, and every government that comes has failed us woefully. I then strongly recommend that the British Council should come and take over this government for at least 20 years so that they can help us stop corruption, terrorism, and impunity. And by the time we will have a better country to call ours, we can't do it by ourselves. That is the truth. Or is it when we are 100 years of independence that we will now realize we can't do it? Prince Omikurudu is quite frustrated in that one. But thank you, Prince, for your thoughts. Let's take another one. Anonymous says, I spoke with a naval senior officer yesterday who said the problem of Nigeria's military is the army's leadership, saying they treat security with levity, believing you're saying that they can be questioned, in short. But thank you for your thought. I appreciate it. I tried, really. This was Sherry, please. Which court gave the judgment? It's quite ridiculous as the industrial court. But thank you for the question. Let's take another one from WhatsApp. I mean, we've left WhatsApp people for a very long time, so I'm just going to take as many as possible. Please bear with me. This person says, God bless your heart, Kevin. He totally spoke my mind, and God will bring those behind our problem to justice. I'm sad for those ignorant people calling for secession. Also, those meeting hardship. Oh, yeah. And also, thank you, Alex from First Accent. Danny, Alex, thank you for your thought. Okay, so, yeah, let me see. There's another message here that says, what I just read out, that there's been a pipeline vandalization in Ikoto near the BRT bus stop. People are scooping oil from gutter. Please, the necessary authorities should please do the needful. Our lives are in danger. Thank you for your message. Appreciate it. Okwela is also here on WhatsApp. Okwela says, my hot take this morning is on the government saying NNPC make profit of 287 billion naira. This is good news, but I don't trust them. If we're actually making profits, recovering looted funds, why then are we still borrowing here and there? Well, we just have huge deficit. That's why. Huge, huge deficit in our finances. I think it's amazing DSS going to disrupt Saudi Arabia interview of doctors when President sued them to court instead of doing the right thing. Why don't the doctors look for a better offer? Why won't they look for a better offer? Mike from Lekki sent that in. Mike, thank you. Let's take two more. Okay, two more. It's unfortunate that we lost our gallant officers. Our security system have been compromised. Only God can salvage the situation. You didn't leave me with your name, but thank you. Ojaring Day from Aja says, I want to know if the last military person that was kidnapped was still alive. How can the military headquarters in the north, in the northeast, and there are banditry and terrorism in this country? Why is DSS serving doctors? They are looking for employment in Saudi Arabia when the government did not pay their salary. It's almost impossible to hear any good news again in Nigeria. Jerry Day, thank you for your thought. I appreciate it. Let's come back to the telephone now. 0700-993-993-993. And 01465-7190. That is strictly for the females. 01465-7190. And please, you've got 60 seconds to share your thought with me. I can see your thought on Facebook and on YouTube. I'll come take them in a moment. 841 Nigeria Info. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, please.
Yeah, this is Saladi for calling from Division.
Welcome.
Sheriff, what is the full definition of DSS? You see, sometimes, even if they say if they offer some of the Interpol job abroad, they will gather to do that interview that they went to scatter the doctors for. See, lastly, till now, the defense was attacked. No direct speech from the commander in chief. It's like attacking the Pentagon. And the president of the United States just big by proxy. It is terrible. They just say my Jesus has allowed it for the religion.
Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Seriki is calling out from Okoko Michael. Seriki, morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sir Kadri, how are you today?
Very well, very well.
Look, please, let me come from this angle.
All
if
right.
I tell you that this kind of killings, deaths here and there, everywhere, all over the place, is some kind of, let me say it's a weird claim, a very weird claim. If I tell you some is some kind of calculated secret meeting with international European communities to reduce the population of Nigeria, what would you say?
I would say it's false.
Okay, thank you very much. If I tell you again that kind of judgment that the court or the judge passed on the doctors is not too right, what would you say?
It's not too what?
It's not too right. It's not too good.
It's not too good. I would say it's your opinion.
Good. All right. If I tell you again, in my language, in Hausa language, we say, but that's here, but that's here, Kela Baliba. You will not understand that. I can tell you in Igbo language, I can tell you also again in Yoruba language, if I tell you that these people cannot do anything, what would you say?
It's your opinion again, but thank you for calling me. 60 seconds is up. Alex is in the Keja. Alex, morning to you.
Hi, Sherry.
Morning to you.
Yeah, you see, I think that the color of our skin is part of the problem that we're having, but unfortunately, we seem not to realize it.
Really now, Alex?
Yes. Let me tell you why I say the color of our skin is giving us problems.
Okay.
Will you go to India as a country, just stroll in there, set up a desk, and just start recruiting? See, I support what the doctors are doing, though. Don't get it wrong. I support them 100%. But what I'm saying is that, which other country? Will you do it in Vietnam? Will you do it in Philippines? I'm not even talking of US now or Germany. Or will you just, as a Nigerian team, like the Ministry of Health, I'm talking of the people, including Ngige, will they just go there and set up a desk and start recruiting their people? You know, it cannot happen in any other country. That's what I'm saying, that the color of our skin makes us think that we are forever slaves to anybody who is a little bit fairer than us. Do you understand my point, Sheriff?
I'm trying to, Alex, but your time is up. Thank you for calling me. Tosin is calling us from Lekki. He's a first-time caller. Tosin, hi. Morning to you.
Morning, Sheriff.
Yes, please.
Nice job you guys are doing there.
Thank you.
My take on this court order,
yeah.
Reportedly directing doctors, you know, to resume work and call off the strike.
Right.
I can't believe it. I won't believe, unless I see that order made word for word by the judge. Because I'm a lawyer and I know that first principle in law, you know, labor law, you can't force an unwilling employer on a willing employee. So it's vice versa for the unwilling employee. You can't force an unwilling employee on a willing employer. It's just basic logic. As we stand, the best the court can do is, okay, try and maintain status quo.
Yeah.
And that status quo, you can interpret it to mean, okay, go back to the table and meet their demands and suffer. But for a judge, you say, I hereby declare that strike is illegal.
No. To be honest with you, Tosin, the judge did not say that. The court did not say that. The court said that they should suspend all hostilities.
Okay. Hostilities
and get back to that status quo.
Okay, wonderful. So the federal government cannot use that and wave it like a magic wand. Okay. And now that they said we should suspend all hostilities, resume. That does not mean, no. What it means is, you go back to the table and meet their demand, and they will also reconsider. But you cannot say that what the doctors are doing is illegal.
Right.
I fully support, you know, what they are doing. And
thank you.
I know the laws will not be used as a kind of fraud against people. But that's my take on it. Somebody should kind of, you know, misinterpret what the judge must have said. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tosin, for calling me. Appreciate it. I really do. Let's take a few more calls. So we're processing one call right now. While we wait for that to come through, let's go to Facebook and take some thoughts. Obanijo Millicent says, is talking about the Ekotun pipeline vandalism again on Facebook. Obanijo, thank you for the efforts. Really, really appreciate it. It's huge. It's big, I know. And thank you for trying to spread the word out there. Dema Shiwaju says, Mr. Rahim is one of the luckiest few ordinary Nigerians. Many of us don't even have the pleasure of good infrastructure and electricity. don't know what you're talking about. Nuruddin says the government has to do something about the killing and kidnapping going around in the country on a daily basis. Thank you for your thought. Oh, yeah, you're responding to Rahim's message. I just saw Rahim now. Rahim said, on the NDA attack, my prayer is that Nigeria should not go on Afghanistan way, but signs are there. Our doctors, this government needs to brace up before their failure certificate is given to them. It is evident that this government has failed in all fields except in the provision of electricity and infrastructure. So someone responded that, it's obvious that you people have lights in your area. Well, so you're waiting for him to mention that electricity part, Abby. All right, now it's good. Let's get back to telephone. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Good morning to you.
How are you this morning, sir?
Very well, thank you.
My contribution is attack on the NDA.
Okay, go on. We're listening to you.
Mr. Sherif, it's true that in Nigeria, the thing that is happening in Nigeria is very terrible. And it's in a situation like this. If something is happening in our military camp like that, so what is now the fate of the civilians? And many people have been complaining about government are in support of all those things. It is true, because men looking at it, if you how things are happening in this country,
yeah,
my brother, the government too.
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear you anymore. I'm really sorry. I can't hear you. But thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Lagos. Let's move on to another big story during the course of the week. Senate President Amilau cautioned the federal and state government. He was worried about the rate at which they are all borrowing money everywhere. Kilode. He was really worried about that. Then he was also worried about the hasty reintegration of repentant terrorists into the society. He spoke to journalists after a private meeting with President Muhammadu Buhari on Monday. Senator Lawan said government must get it right, especially in terms of strategies on how to deal with the reintegration of such people, you know, the so-called repentant Boko Haram now, into the community. Lawan also called for a clearly defined national policy on how to tackle the nation's humanitarian needs arising from the security challenges in the country. He was pretty worried about that. On Tuesday, the Nigerian army denied recruiting repentant Boko Haram terrorists into its fold, saying that it is not and will not enlist former or repentant Boko Haram or Islamic State of West African Province, ISWAP, their terrorists into the service. You know, each time that people calling and they say such things that the military is recruiting them, I always debunk it. It's never happened. It will never happen. It's never happened anywhere. So it's not going to happen. Well, the military came out to clear that on Tuesday. They're saying that Brigadier General Yemi Wachuku is the spokesman of the military. He said that that's never going to happen. Wachuku said that an online video circulating on social media attempted to relate the collapse of the Afghan military to the ongoing surrender by the Boko Haram and ISWAP terrorists in Nigeria. According to Wachuku, the video tried to express worries about the surrendered terrorists. The army spokesman said that the Nigerian army was not desperate for prospective recruits to stoop so low to engage the services of former terrorists. I hope that is clear now. I'm going to come back to telephone now. 8:50 is the time. Let's see if we can squeeze in a few more calls before we go finally this morning on the show. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. Concerning the doctors, I don't really blame them though,
okay,
but the normal protocol should have been put into consideration. Because most of our doctors, honestly, they are unemployed. And considering how many years they've spent, you know, in school, the cost and all that, they deserve something better. But I've noticed that Nigeria is such a country that we don't put all this into consideration, human feelings and all that. And when it comes to the security architecture,
yeah,
I believe they know what happened. Mm. So I don't want to say so much about that anyway.
Mm.
So then concerning the pipeline vandalization at Ikotun,
right,
it started around 1 a.m. Or 2 to 4 a.m. So usually it happens at a street called Obomburi Owo.
Okay.
But this time around, it actually extended to Governor Road. It passed, it flew, it was a bunkery actually.
Okay.
So the petrol now flowed through the gutters connected the Governor Road and went to Ikotun BRT. Okay? So as at 1 a.m., everybody, we were all outside. Everybody trooped out.
Oh, my word.
We were all outside because even my own compound, my mom is there now, my own compound, if we had to change our borehole because the previous borehole were seen...
It's contaminated.
Fuel was actually coming out, so we had to abandon that and do another. So this time around, it's a terrible scene. Because it's like a whole community. You can imagine from Omoburu down to Ikotun.
I can imagine.
It's really terrible.
Yes,
everybody trooped out, children, everybody, because we're all scared. We didn't know what can happen.
I can imagine.
So we have to tell people, if you know anybody cooking around your side, maybe they want to prepare for the morning, please tell them no cooking, no sales today.
Thank you. Thank you for the update. But I must go on a short break now. Stay with us, Lagos. I'll be right back after these commercials.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, so... We're almost done on the show, but we have to play just a minute. So let's see who's going to win today. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, you want to play just a minute?
Yes.
All right, let's play then. Your time starts right now.
Just a minute.
What are the two letters on Nigeria Info mobile app?
N-I.
Correct. Who is the PDP? Who is the current national chairman of the PDP?
Secondary.
Okay. Don't worry, I'll give you that to you. Name three tabs on Nigeria Info mobile app. Where is Nigeria Info FM located? What is the full meaning of NAD?
Pass.
Apart from Southwest, name one other region you can find Nigeria Info.
South.
Correct. The I in Nigeria Info mobile app is printed in what color?
Yellow.
Wrong. Name the country that won the Euros 2020.
Italy.
Correct. What is the estimated number of people killed by Boko Haram so far?
11,000.
Wrong. What is the full meaning of MPHCDA?
Pass.
You have five questions currently, my friend. Stay on the line. We'll get your details in a moment. Lagos, Nigeria, that's our show today. We have to go now. Okay, so we'll be back on Monday on the Crossfire. But for right now, thank you all for being a part of the show this morning. We'll bring you the news. After the news, Jimidis will be here with Daily Digest, Friday edition.
The headline news on 99.3 Nigeria. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.